This is WFMU, and you're listening to the Time Travel Musical Bazaar. We've been into Norman's attic, and we discovered a pile of records around, how tall would you say the... About as tall
about
as...
7 inches.
I think about 7 inches.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Around 7 inches high.
The great thing is about these records, this pile of records we've just discovered, there is two Belinda Carlisle records, Runaway Horses, which we're quite delighted about.
But we haven't heard any of these records, we haven't previewed anything, we've just found them, say, you know, 10 minutes. 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, 10 minutes ago.
And now we're going to do you a mix with the records from Norman's attic.
Enjoy.
Oh, yes.
Good morning and welcome to the Time Travel Musical Bazaar with the Travelling Mongoose
and Ergo Fismis. Welcome to my body.
I like that.
The mix created this week was from a bunch of records about the height of a tin of
beans.
A tin of beans, yeah, just as. And we've basically gone through the first couple of inches of the tin of beans. And the records were found in the attic of a man called Norman.
Yes.
And we haven't listened to them, we've just got them out, made a mix.
Yes, and we will be using the rest the of remainder. The tin of beans.
Yes.
The remainder of the beans.
In the coming weeks.
Yes.
We'll have Norman's Attic Volume 2, possibly Volume 3. We shall see how it goes.
This record here was the first loop that we put on.
With the one, yeah.
It was the guitar loop right at the beginning. It's a contemporary guitar sampler.
Mm.
Various artists.
We heard Hits 4 featuring all sorts of wonderful people. Like Bronski Beat, who you pointed out, the picture is apparently not Bronski Beat.
I don't think it is.
it's the imposters, the Bronski imposters, the Bronski posters.
Yep. Monster hits, 32 of them. Ride on Time.
Ride on Time.
Black
indeed.
Box.
Indeed. The Prince's Trust collect all sorts of wonderful things. Dire Straits, Spandau Ballet.
Beethoven, Piano Concerto number 5 in E flat.
More of the Monkees.
Perry Como.
Julian Bream and John Williams together.
Brahms Symphony number 1 in C minor.
We heard a protocol by Simon Phillips, a man whose drum kit matches his hair in its shape.
Hang on. There he is.
There's Simon. This is what's commonly known as a small penis drum kit in these parts.
Non-stop rock.
We heard this Chaz and Dave Jamboree bag number 3, which apparently does have over 100.
It's usually what, 5-6 records aside.
Yeah. But no. These have managed to fit 25 songs on every side, apparently. Oh, and this guy, Hearth Martinez, who looks very, very similar to Chas.
He does.
Look at this facial structure. They're almost identical. This is the double life, Hearth and Dave. There's an awful lot of illicit imposter type art things going on between the fake Bronski beat. And the...
And probably a lot more than we don't know about
Yes. Barry Ryan used to unzip his body, and Daniel Boone would be inside.
Right, okay.
This Barry Ryan thing was just a suit that sat on top of it.
Yeah. Was that so he could get 2 contracts, perhaps?
That was. And 2 wives.
Yeah.
But he just had the one penis that came out of a hole in the front of the Barry Ryan suit.
The musical pussies.
Yes.
We've got.
Yeah,
here.
These are fascinating. This is a whole series of them, isn't it?
Yes.
These cats playing clarinets and pianos. And and we're not just talking cats banging aimlessly on pianos, we're talking cats playing Beethoven, Handel, Tchaikovsky, spelled Tchaikovsky.
Mozart.
Yeah.
Chopin.
These are. Could you just say Chopin?
Chopin.
And we heard Schubert's Trout. Another record of Schubert's Trout,
yes.
Which really gets around. And last but not least, we had 2 copies of Belinda Carlisle's wonderful Runaway Horses.
Yes.
Hey, did we mention these?
Oh, no, we missed it.
Yes.
We missed the guys, didn't we?
We forgot these.
Who's that?
That's Edvard Grieg, and that's Sibelius. But they look like... the same man before and after chemotherapy.
Yes, they do.
But they look equally unhappy.
They do. Pissed off, aren't they?
Yes.
Big time.
Maybe this is because they lack bodies.
Yeah. I would be seriously pissed off.
I would be. Yeah. They need to get in touch with this Barry Ryan, who has these body suits.
Yeah.
Because even though they would have no lower body, they could fill it up with marbles or something.
Yes, they could.
And then, with the aid of a few simple mechanisms, live the life of relatively normal people.
Yeah. I dare say too.
And that's what we heard from Norman's Attic.
Yes. I look forward to the next one.
I will too. Goodbye.
Goodbye.